Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, should we all get a good laugh here at Missoula? Aaron Flint posted this one. This is by NBC Montana. Missoula misses their carbon neutrality goal. Missoula is falling well short of its carbon neutrality goal set a while ago. Missoula's climate and sustainability team presented findings. The city is 18,000 metric tons of CO2 over carbon neutrality. So they tried their little carbon neutrality thing in Missoula, and guess what? They failed. David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint here on Montana Talks. We got open phones all hour long and during the 9 o'clock hour, 406-294-0970, 406-294-0970. So, I don't know. It doesn't really say in this NBC Montana story sort of exactly why Missoula is just such a colossal failure. They've got 18,000 tons of CO2 over carbon neutrality. Maybe they ought to try a different goal over there. I always love these stories about whatever it might be, or advertisements or anything that talk about, you know, CO2 emissions or carbon. And I'm just always like, folks, I don't care how much CO2 emissions there are from this, that, or the other thing. I don't care. Like, or a policy proposal, a piece of legislation. You'll hear Republicans even will sometimes propose this, that, or the other day and say, oh, this reduces CO2 emissions. Folks, we don't care about CO2 emissions. Here's some news. U.S. District Judge Waters of Montana announces her retirement to senior status. Waters was appointed by none other than Barack Hussein Obama. Remember that? In 2013, she's the first woman to serve as a federal judge here in Montana, raised in Billings, got her law degree in 1988. She's retiring. So, hey, folks, if you guys out there want to call in and maybe provide a suggestion to President Donald Trump and maybe Senator Sheehy and Senator Daines about who you think the president ought to appoint to the federal judge position, I think the only requirement is they have to be a lawyer. And so we are taking phone calls, 406-294-0970. If anybody wants to call in with any kind of suggestions for President Trump about who he should nominate to replace Judge Waters. I'm pretty sure he's also, I think he's got an appointment up for another federal judge vacancy here in Montana, if I'm not mistaken. What I find fascinating about this is we have currently three federal judges here in Montana, every single one of them appointed by a Democrat president. Every single one of our federal judges in Montana is appointed by a Democrat. Didn't Aaron Flint oftentimes talk about how many of our state district court judges are appointed by Democrats? But here's the good news. We're making some progress. I got a story here out of A.G. Knutson's office about some progress on this front.
It's July 9th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Sugar Cookie Day. This holiday staple dates back to the mid-1700s in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, where German Protestant settlers made the delicious cookie, which would become known as the Nazareth Cookie. Today's sugar cookie making, baking, and decorating has been elevated to an art form as bakers everywhere, both young and old, add their special twist to the iconic treat. Also on this date, in 1955.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and his Comets would top the Billboard charts and go on to be one of the best-selling singles of all time. And in 1956, Dick Clark would make his first appearance on American Bandstand and host the program till its final episode in 1989. The show would feature some of the hottest acts in top 40 music history, from Jerry Lee Lewis to Run DMC. If it's your birthday today, you share it with actor Tom Hanks, born in 1956. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out. Because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble in for Aaron Flint. This is Montana Talks, and we take phone calls, so let's go straight into the phones. We've got Kat in eastern Montana. Kat, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, David, you're doing great. So you asked, and thank you to our veterans, by the way, and hello, Montana. You asked, who should Trump appoint? And it could be a lawyer. Well, I think maybe he should just appoint you. You're a lawyer, right?
I am a lawyer.
Well, there you go, dude. You have great things ahead of you in life, David. I just adore you so much. But
Kat, right back at you.
What?
Right back at you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. And I wouldn't be doing my job unless, of course, I plugged the Rhino Removal Project. I just wanted to tell everybody that I'm doing great things and creating amazing strategies for our state to oust the rhinos, get good conservative patriots in our lawmakers. So I just wanted to say that our website's updated. I'm taking a tour of Montana. I'm shaking hands. So I'm fighting the good fight, and I just wanted Montana to know that. So God bless you, David, for everything that you're doing. You're an amazing lawyer. You're an amazing person. You're a great conservative warrior. And I appreciate that about you very, very much.
Before I let you go, first of all, thank you so much. And again, right back at you. But second of all, congratulations on your success so far on X and on the Rhino Removal Project. Why don't you throw out your X handle so that people can follow you on X?
Yes, absolutely. It's at Lemmy Winkster, on X. So it's at Lemmy Winkster. And I know that's kind of difficult.
It's LemmyWinkster, correct?
That is correct.
And you can go to Aaron Flint's profile and you'll find yourself either getting retweeted there or getting likes on his accounts, things like that.
I am. Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, thank you, David. You have a wonderful day, a blessed day.
Thank you so much, Kat. I really appreciate the call.
Okay, bye.
Bye. What a great call. Kat always bringing the goods on her calls. Open phones 406-294-0970. Here's another laugher from Missoula. every Missoula story just makes me laugh. Here's one. Okay, the University of Montana is going to be offering a new entertainment management major. The fireworks display at the end of the Zootown Music Festival in Missoula Saturday night was especially impactful for University of Montana student Marley Miller. This is in a story online by Nicole Gerton. It was kind of the pinnacle of everything I've been waiting for the past 6-7 months. As staffing director for the festival, Miller hired 90 people and managed 40 to 50 on-site during the two-day event, including 20 UM students. Entertainment management degree. So here's the deal. Montana's Board of Regents approved the expansion of the program into a new major, entertainment, events, and sports management within UM's College of Business. Starting this fall, students can start to major in entertainment, events, and sports management. It's like at the same time as the big beautiful bill just passed with substantial student loan reforms, which I don't think I know the full details on what is all in the student loan reform and the one big beautiful bill, but I saw a story about capping the amount of student loans students can take out. And then I saw a really funny post, which is like, here's what will happen. If the federal government provides a cap on how many student loans undergrad students can take out, well, guess what will happen? The cost of an undergraduate degree will match exactly the maximum amount a student loan can be taken out for by an undergrad. That's what happens. And and when you've got unlimited student loans, then your tuition just goes up and up and up and up and up, which is what we've seen. But it's just like, it's just so weird too. It's like not only is that all happening with the student loan reform, but people are sort of finally realizing that you don't have to go to college or the university to have a successful career. And it's really not worth the money to go there for 4 years when all you get is a bunch of left-wing indoctrination and lies and propaganda. And then some worthless degree like entertainment management or how to put on a music festival. I'm sorry, folks, you don't need a college degree to put on a music festival or an entertainment event. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, isn't it? So who's going to pay? Who's going to go take out a whole tens of thousands of dollars in student loans to get an entertainment degree at the University of Montana? I mean, they're just doing a disservice to our young folks, if you ask me, with some of this stuff. And of course, I can feel comfortable saying this since I've made it through the indoctrination camps known as universities and law schools in this country. Of course, I ended up getting some worthless degree out of undergrad too. I got a political science degree. There's no job you can go get with that. I mean, it got me into law school, but it's like I sort of felt misguided by society in terms of, hey, just go to college, just go to university. Doesn't matter if you really want to. Doesn't matter if you know what you want to study. Doesn't matter how much it costs. Doesn't matter how much student loans you have. Just go to college. Just go. That's kind of the message I got growing up in small town Montana. Just go to college, go to college, go to college. And it's like, you know what? I have a lot of friends now that maybe they have a college degree, maybe they don't, but they've got a whole bunch of student loans and they've got a job that does not require either any college or the college degree that they have. And it's like, okay. So then the question becomes, okay, so then why would you go? Why would you go to University of Montana and Missoula? The college experience is so... Really? You're going to go tens of thousands of dollars in the student loan debt and you're going to do all of this stuff and waste 4 years of your life just to have the college experience, just to go, get drunk on a Saturday morning and go to a Grizz game? I mean, it's not worth it. You'd be better off, learning for yourself online, starting a business, something like that. Or if you want to be a lawyer or doctor, then go.
Fox Sports Update.
On the track, he's at the wall. See ya! A home run for Judge, number 34, and the Yankees lead 7-0. Moves to within one of Raleigh.
Back there and said, I'm only one behind you now as he crossed home plate.
On the YES Network, Aaron Judge hit his 34th home run of the Yankees' 10-3 win over the Mariners. One inning after Judge got within one home run of Cal Raleigh for the Major League lead, Judge fell two behind again.
Cal, the deep drive.
Sports Northwest, Major League home run leader Cal Raleigh has one more homer before the All-Star break than Ken Griffey Jr. did for the Mariners back in 1998. The National League's home run leader also added to his total last night. Shohei Ohtani hit a leadoff blast for the Dodgers, but the NL West leaders lost their fifth game in a row, 3-1 to the Brewers. Milwaukee starting pitcher Jacob Mizrowski struck out 12. Ohtani leads the National League with 31 home runs. The Miami Marlins stretched their team record to 11 consecutive wins on the road. The Marlins sextupled the Reds Tuesday, 12-2. Longest road win streak by any Major League team in 2 years since the Phillies won 13 in a row away from home. Wild ending at the Giants-Phillies game in San Francisco. Patrick Bailey became the first player in 9 years to end a game with a walk-off inside the park home run. A three-run homer that gave San Francisco a 4-3 win over Philadelphia. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Montana Talks is the show where we get a chance to hear from leading statewide lawmakers. We also get a chance to hear from folks inside the Trump administration. But you know where our best information comes from? It comes from you. You get a chance to call into the show. You get a chance to be heard all across Montana because the show is called Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. You can message us on the Montana Talks app, or you can even call in at 406-294-0970. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Well, what can I say? There's just too many stories out of Missoula here to just ignore them all. The Missoula Police Commission had closed-door hearings on Missoula police misconduct recently, prompting transparency concerns. This is a story, online story by Griffin Smith. The police commission that reviews residents' concerns over local police misconduct has held at least three closed-door meetings in the past several months where content of the complaints and the findings have been concealed from the public. This is from Missoula. Why is it that the Democrats are always the least transparent? They love to talk about transparency. They love to talk about criminal justice reform. They love to talk about police misconduct. But then when Missoula actually has a commission to look into this stuff, it's all behind closed doors, and they don't disclose it to the public. Meanwhile, President Donald J. Trump is having his cabinet meetings in public. The first president that I'm aware of that has actually had his actual meetings in public, and love watching them, by the way. There's about an hour and a half, two-hour video online from yesterday's cabinet meeting with President Trump. I watched the whole thing. I started out the show here, spent most of the 6 a.m. hour just on a wild-eyed, unhinged rant, you know, Aaron Flint style, go crazy during the 6 a.m. hour and then sort of reel it back in here for the rest of the show. But I spent a lot of the 6 a.m. hour just talking about how great it is to have a President Trump doing these cabinet meetings on video, and just how great it was to listen to his cabinet meeting yesterday, and just to have a president that just gets it and is just right on all of the issues. And I particularly was highlighting a lot of the things Trump said about windmills and solar panels and electric vehicles and things like that. But you know what? What I'm really most excited about, this one big beautiful bill, is just this massive, massive increase in the budget for ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Remember, folks, Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution enumerates the powers of Congress, the powers of the federal government. You know what's not listed in Article 1, Section 8? Free stuff. Giving out free stuff. That's not in Article 1, Section 8. You know what's not in Article 1, Section 8? Giving out free health insurance and free health care for illegals and for people that don't want to work. That's not in Article 1, Section 8. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's not in Article 1, Section 8. You know what is in Article 1, Section 8? An express enumerated power of the federal government to control immigration. Even our founding fathers in the 1700s knew that the federal government must and should control immigration. And so you may say, oh, wow, that's kind of weird to hear David Noble talking about how happy he is that a federal agency and a federal bureaucracy is getting just this massive infusion of cash. You know what's funny is, like, the Democrats will, like, put out these statements about Trump and the one big beautiful bill to try to attack it. And I'm just like, that's awesome. I great news. For example, one of these things was, and I don't even know how much the budget for ICE got increased. I know it's a lot, but I saw a Democrat say that it went from $2 billion to $45 billion, and that made it the third largest army on earth. Who knows if that's even true, considering it's coming from a Democrat. It's probably not true. But I would say if that was true, you Democrats, like, that's what we want. The American people want that. See, we want the federal government to do its job. We're not anarchists. You know, we're not these weirdo libertarians that are totally disconnected from reality, that think we should have open borders and we should shut down the U.S. military and shut down 180, 200 bases worldwide, shut them all down, bring the troops home. I mean, it's insanity, the naivete of some of these libertarians who think that we could have open borders and we could get rid of the U.S. military. Everything's just going to be fine, guys. Everything's just going to be wonderful, folks. We can 180 American foreign policy. We can 180 American immigration policy under Trump, and everything's just going to be the same. And frankly, it's one of my pet peeves about these isolationists, too, these neo-isolationists out there. Frankly, you see a lot of them on the right. Not Trump, by the way. Donald Trump is not an isolationist. Donald Trump's not a neo-isolationist. In fact, there's stories out today where Donald Trump it has restarted arms shipments to Ukraine. Donald Trump is even looking at sending another Patriot missile defense system to Ukraine. Of course, Donald Trump dropped the MOAB, the mother of all bombs, in Afghanistan during his first term. Donald Trump took out Qassem Soleimani. I can't even say Qassem Soleimani without being reminded of Tim Sheehy's statements that he made at the Bozeman Trump rally that Aaron Flint and I attended. Still got my press pass hanging up in my office, by the way, at home from that event. But I can barely say Qassem Soleimani's name without trying to preface it with a couple of swear words like Tim Sheehy did at the rally. But Trump did that. Trump took out the Iran's nuclear sites. So this idea from a lot of the people, a lot of these Trump supporters, that Donald Trump's an isolationist, Donald Trump's a neo-isolationist. You know, it's like no, he's not. He's not. He's got what I would consider to be a traditional conservative foreign policy along the lines of a Ronald Reagan or a George W. Bush. You know, and there's a lot of folks out there that aren't going to like that, but it certainly makes me feel vindicated, because I've been saying this forever. I've been saying constantly to these, you know, we get these people call in, you know, of course, the Ukraine, you know, here's where I'll agree with some folks. Okay, the way the U.S. handled Ukraine under Biden was horrible. And the way that Biden dealt with that and just sending over this money sort of without ever having a plan, without having a way to end the war, without trying to negotiate with Putin, without being willing to enter into the types of deals that could end this war like Trump is. Totally agree. That was totally a waste. Horrible foreign policy. The Biden foreign policy was a disaster from day one. But I always knew that when Donald Trump became president, if he could not get a deal done with Russia and Ukraine, then he would absolutely continue to supply arms to Ukraine. There's no question in my mind. And there's a lot of the neo-isolationists who think they're a lot more MAGA than I am who are probably pretty upset right now because Donald Trump is going to stand behind Ukraine. And you've got actually Lindsey Graham is pushing this Russia sanctions bill in the United States Senate. Lindsey Graham is out there saying, you know, he's been talking to Trump and now Trump is on board, it sounds like, with the new Russian sanctions bill. So, you know, just some good foreign policy news there. And when you've got a president being that transparent, it's a great thing. There's so much in this one big, beautiful bill that's good. Of course, I agree with, you know, some of our callers and listeners out there that this is not perfect. And there's a lot of stuff in here I really disagree with. So I totally agree, you know, with Rand Paul saying, hey, don't raise the debt limit by $5 trillion. Raise the debt limit by just a small bit. And Rand Paul, you know, could have gone along with it. The debt limit, you know, of course, is the one tool, the one limit we still have to try to leverage spending cuts because it's just so difficult to get spending cuts across the line in Congress that you have to have some kind of a leverage tool like that. And so the fact that the one big beautiful bill increases the debt limit by, I think it's $5 trillion and sort of puts that issue off for years and years. Well, I guess if you're running $2 trillion deficits, that really only puts it off for about 2.5 years. But the rest of this stuff is fantastic. And so, of course, obviously Montana's senatorial and congressional delegations, they all voted for it. Republicans in the Congress approved Donald Trump's agenda. This is a story by Carly Graf and Seaborn Larson online. The four members of Montana's all-Republican congressional delegation advanced the bill. And U.S. Representative Ryan Zinke was particularly involved in the bill's route through the House in May. And Ryan Zinke was the one that threatened to withhold his vote until a provision to sell off tracts of federal lands was struck from the legislation, which, again, Aaron Flint was right on. I'm so proud. I'm so proud of Aaron Flint and all the Montana Talks family and the listeners out there who never fell for the Democrat garbage about how this was going to be this public land sales and that the Republicans are responsible for it and that this was real and that this was going to happen. It was never going to happen, folks. It was all a ploy. If you fell for it, you know, maybe politics ain't your bag, or you maybe do a little bit more research next time, or maybe study history a little bit more. But when the Democrats come out with stuff like that and say, hey, this is going to sell off public lands and blah, 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 and this is going to be, you know, Yellowstone National Park is going to get auctioned off to the highest bidder at an auction. I mean, it's preposterous. You know, nobody should believe that kind of stuff. I've got about a minute left here. I want to go to a Mary in Missoula. I'll let you go now, and then if you can hang through the break, I'll keep you.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, what you got?
Hey, this is Anne-Marie Gurney, and I am the executive director of CareNet of Missoula. As many people know, especially your listeners know, that CareNet of Missoula, as well as other crisis pregnancy modeled clinics around the state, we provide hope, help, empowerment, care, and compassion to women who find themselves in a crisis pregnancy. There's several of us all over the state. Many of us have our offices around pro-choice, pro-abortion clinics, and we stand in that gap. And we've just had a huge need come up this week. Our medical director is needing to step down, which means we now need a medical director. And I know your listeners can help me out with that. You don't have to be an OBGYN. You don't need to be, you know, any serious specialist. We just need a doctor to oversee our limited medical things that we provide. Here's what's really cool, a couple of things. One, you don't have to live in Missoula, the heart of darkness where we live. You just need to be in the state of Montana. Here's the other cool thing. So many times, and you probably know this through all of your political connections, it's really hard to be a pro-life doctor in the current medical systems that are out there.
Anne-Marie, I'm going to put you on hold. Hang with us through the break so that we can get some info out right after this.
Hey, broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Okay, so Ryan Zinke says Montanans are struggling to pay their bills. Our borders were wide open. The essential services our citizens rely on were failing. And he is going to fix a lot of those here with the big, beautiful bill. We're talking to Anne-Marie in Missoula. Anne-Marie, you're the executive director of, you're going to have to say the name of your organization again, and then maybe say again what you're looking for. And then I think finally, maybe just if somebody knows somebody who could be a medical director for that type of a place, where would they go or how could they contact you?
Oh, absolutely. So just to refresh, I am the executive director of CareNet of Missoula, the pro-life pregnancy center model to provide care, hope, and healing and limited medical care to women who find themselves in an unplanned pregnancy. We've been doing this since 1978. We have just come to the situation where we need a medical director. And everyone out there is going to, oh, yeah, I don't do that. Surprisingly, everyone knows somebody. And you don't need to be like a baby doctor to do this. We just need somebody to be our oversight and oversee our operations. if there's any additional training or additional details, we can work all those out. We are looking for pro-life, mission-focused people who want to serve, be pro-life. And like what I was saying before the break, so many times doctors aren't allowed to be pro-life in their medical practice or in their professional job. This allows you the opportunity to do that for maybe an hour a week. You don't have to come in every day. You're not spending 60 hours. I just need to touch base with you about once a week and maybe see you once a year. It is a super low-key way to serve and be pro-life and live your principles and live your values. So how somebody might be interested in this is I'm going to give you my direct line. I don't give that out very often, but if people want to find it, I'm going to give them just a second to grab a pen. 406-532-1584. Another bonus, because it's so part-time and so we're able to do so many things offline or not in center, we can do this digitally. So somebody in Havre could be our medical director, even though I'm in Missoula. Somebody in Sydney could be my medical director, even though I'm in Missoula. There's so much flexibility with this. I just need a pro-life doctor to help me out so that we don't have to stop our medical services come September 1. That's the urgency here. And we can put this together pretty quickly. We have legal counsel and medical counsel ready to help us put together that kind of a deal. And I'm forgetting the last part of that question. So
where do they go? I was just going to say, like, where do they, I guess, if you gave out your number, great, if that's the easiest way to do it.
Sure. Well, yeah, and then our website, CareNet, 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 Missoula.org. There's a contact form on there. There's our office line there. There's a list of all the things that we do there. So if you are like, wait a minute, this sounds cool, but I don't know what it is, CareNetMissoula.org is where to do that.
Well, thank
and
you.
And if you leave a if you leave a message there, it'll get to me eventually. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Anne Marie. Great organization. I think these pro-life crisis pregnancy centers are a wonderful, wonderful thing. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. Hope you have great success in finding a new medical director. Let's get a couple of messages in on here. By the way, I had mentioned earlier we've got one of our federal judges here in Montana, Judge Waters, is retiring to senior status. I think Judge Christensen is as well. We've got a couple of federal judge vacancies. I kind of threw out the question for people to call in or write in about, you know, any ideas for who Trump ought to nominate to our federal bench here. It's got to be a lawyer. Michael in Bozeman says, how about yourself, Mr. Noble? Want to be a federal judge? I think you would totally rock it. Thank you, Michael. Too kind. Marion Butte says, David, you should be nominated. You would be perfect. Thank you, Marion Butte. You're too kind. Ice Axe in Columbia Falls writes in about the three or four laugher stories from Missoula that I was covering here this morning. He says maybe they should raise taxes in Missoula County to offset and purchase carbon credits. They voted for it. Great point. Great point. Out of Columbia Falls there. It's like, yeah, hey Missoula, you guys are 18,000 tons short of your little net neutrality goal. Or not net neutrality. That's another dumb Democrat idea I could go on and on about. No, carbon neutrality. Why don't you guys raise taxes and, yeah, purchase some carbon credits? Maybe you could even purchase the carbon credits from Tesla. I know they sell a lot. Hey, here's a really good story. I mentioned this. I don't know. I must have mentioned this an hour and a half ago when I was talking about some of these judge positions. I had mentioned currently all three of our federal judges here in Montana were appointed by Democrat presidents, which is just like, man, you'd think in Montana that wouldn't be the case, but that's how it works. And so, but I said there was some progress being made on judicial issues here in Montana. And here's what I mean by that. Here's the story. The Attorney General, Austin Knutson, has appointed Montana lawyer Emily Jones to serve on the Montana Judicial Standards Commission. Frankly, I didn't even know that the AG got to appoint either one or some or I don't know how many of the members of the Judicial Standards Commission, but the Judicial Standards Commission handles disciplinary complaints against judges. Okay? And so to have somebody like Billings attorney Emily Jones, who I know personally and who I think is a great attorney and who I think will do a great job on the Montana Judicial Standards Commission, That is one step forward in terms of fixing some of the problems we have in our judiciary. Now, it's not a magic bullet. It's not going to solve all of our issues. And frankly, it may not be even be that giant of a step to the extent, you know, the Judicial Standards Commission, you know, doesn't get to discipline judges just because we think the judge, you know, ignored the Constitution or ignored the law, this, that, or the other thing. That's what you have appeals for. But this is a commission that handles disciplinary complaints against judges, and to have good people on there, appointed by our great Attorney General Austin Knutson, is a positive news story. It's going to be a benefit to the judiciary. Attorney General Austin Knutson says, quote, maintaining public trust in our judiciary demands unwavering ethical standards. Emily Jones's extensive legal experience and dedication to justice make her an exceptional addition to the Judicial Standards Commission. Emily Jones said in a release, I am honored to serve the people of Montana on the Judicial Standards Commission. This role is a profound responsibility to uphold the integrity of our judicial system. I'm committed to promoting accountability and transparency, ensuring our courts remain a trusted pillar of justice for all Montanans. So good news there, making progress slowly but surely on the judicial front. Thank you to Austin Knutson, doing a great job. Here's a little story folks might like to hear. Montana's elected officials are getting a pay raise. Notable salary bumps Tuesday as a part of a pay survey mandated by state law that happens every 2 years. So let me read off some of these from the state of Montana's 2024 elected state official salary survey. Apparently Montana statute basically says, some of these positions, you just, all you do to figure out the salary for these positions is you take the salary of a similar position in North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, and Idaho, and then you just average them, which frankly I think is just a dumb way to do it. It's like, I'm sorry, why should the officials in Montana just get the pay that's equal to the average of the surrounding states? Our economy is different here. I mean, it's just kind of a shortcut way to do it. But the Montana governor's salary as of July 1st of this year is $141,000. The attorney general's salary, $164,000. Secretary of State salary, $121,000. Most of the rest of these are all about $120,000, $130,000 for our statewide elected officials. Supreme Court Chief Justice comes in at $175,000 a year. A Supreme Court Justice comes in at $173,000. So you get $2,000 extra to be Chief Justice? Oh, I wonder how much extra work it is to be a Chief Justice versus an Associate Justice, and if it's $2,000 extra is a sufficient compensation. Clerk of the Supreme Court, $118,000. District Judges, $159,000. So I figured I'd just share those numbers out there so people know what our elected officials are going to be making here real soon. Actually, no. So, yes, July 1st, those new salaries went into effect. Hey, I see Bob and Bozeman on the line, but we've only got about, 30 seconds here left in the segment, Bob. So if you'll go ahead and hang with us through this next break, that would be wonderful. Another kind of upsetting story, especially since Aaron Flint had the chief legal counsel for, is it Montana Family Foundation? Derek Ostreicher, regarding this challenge to CI 128. Apparently, just yesterday, the state Supreme Court has declined to take up that case. Pretty unfortunately, looks like the ballot measure to safeguard abortion got voter support in the November election. Sad day.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
But if you think of what Israel lives with every single solitary day, you know, they have to live underground in bomb shelters. Border town kids playing underground bunker playgrounds because they can't play outside because they can't get to safety quick enough because of the close proximity to one of these border areas where they're firing missiles nonstop into this. For them to read the solidarity of Iran rally in our country. Iran, Iran makes us proud. Burn Tel Aviv to the ground. That was their chant. The solidarity with Iran rally organized by this socialist pro-Palestinian Bronx, quote, anti-war coalition. Who started the war?
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, if you're with Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, you are overpaying for wireless, period, end of sentence. You're paying for thousands of retail stores that you're never going to go to. You're paying for unnecessary perks that you'll never use. But guess what? My cell phone provider, Pure Talk, they use the same 5G network, the same cell towers. The only difference? They don't charge you for any of the garbage. Instead, Pure Talk will give you unlimited talk, unlimited text, plenty of data, $25 a month. That's real money in your pocket for the exact same service. And guess what? You can keep your phone and your phone number. The switch is simple, fast, easy. Dial #250, say the keyword save now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. And you can be switched over in mere minutes. #250, keyword save now. Make the switch to my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk, wireless by Americans for Americans.
Fox rocks.
I'm Tanya J. Powers. Oasis fans finally got the moment they've waited for 16 years, the return of Noel and Liam Gallagher. Their Live 25 tour kicked off in Wales on Friday, about a year after they announced their reunion. The North American leg of the tour starts in late August. After 27 years with Pearl Jam, drummer Mike Cameron is leaving the group. In a social media post, Cameron thanked his fellow bandmates and fans for the opportunity of a lifetime. Cameron was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Pearl Jam in 2017. He'll go in again later this year for his work with Soundgarden. Black Sabbath reunited over the weekend for the first time in 20 years and for the last time ever, as it was also the final concert ever for Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy, who performed seated on a bat-themed throne, did some of his solo material before the band did a four-song set. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble in for Aaron Flint. We got open phones, folks, 406-294-0970. If you call in now, I'll get you on this segment, 406-294-0970. Got an update on a story here that we have been covering on Montana Talks for years. This is an online story by Micah Drew. Foreign nationals here in Montana sentenced for illegal reentry and fraudulent immigration documents. The federal courts sentenced three Mexican citizens and a Honduran man to prison time before being deported. And here's what's going on. You've got here in Montana, if you'll recall, you had two Mexican citizens who pled guilty in May of 2025 to single counts of use or possession of fraudulent immigration documents. Law enforcement made contact with these illegals on a train in Havre in March. They acknowledged that they were Mexicans. They acknowledged that they did not have immigration paperwork to enter or remain in the United States. They have Mexican passports. And what they found was that these people had filled out incomplete applications and submitted those to the U.S. immigration authorities. And they also found fraudulent Social Security cards and fraudulent permanent resident cards in the sole of their boots, belonging to a person from India, born in 1973 and living in Texas. And then there's a couple other stories here about some North Dakota stops and everything like that. But you've got U.S. Attorney Kurt Almy, the new U.S. attorney here in Montana, appointed by President Trump. And I'm not sure if he's permanent or if it's an interim deal. But they were sentenced to time served of 121 and 131 days in prison, and then remanded to immigration authorities, which you've got to assume that that means they are getting deported. So there's a feel good story of the day, as our buddy John Jackson always likes to mention when you get stories like that. Kind of a feel good story. Here's a feel bad story. More than a dozen fires have been reported in Montana here just in the last week. This is a story by Jordan Hansen. Fire season is unfortunately beginning to kick up in Montana. More than a dozen new incidents in the last week. 886 fires so far this year. There's 14 new fires in the last 24 hours. They say the 4th of July holiday are among the busiest for first responders throughout the country. Which it's like, you know what? Even if that's true, you know what I don't like is I really dislike the city of Billings and, frankly, all of these cities and counties around the country that try to put restrictions on your shooting off fireworks on the 4th of July. It's so anti-American. It's so anti-freedom. It's like, are you kidding me? It's the 4th of July. We're celebrating Independence Day. And you've got some bureaucrat, some government official saying you can't light off fireworks and celebrate our freedom. Do they not see the irony in that? Do they not see the ridiculous absurdity of that? How are we gonna celebrate freedom and Independence Day when the government won't even allow us to shoot off a firework? But I do think it's unfortunate that the first responders have to be so busy around that time period, and you know, that's just the unfortunate reality. When people are not smart enough to be safe around fireworks. So, yeah, you know, looking out at the sky right now here, I can see the Beartooth Mountains. It's a beautiful, gorgeous day here in Montana. Not too much smoke in the skies. So maybe, just maybe, Governor Gianforte is doing a good job at managing our state resources and dealing with a lot of the wildfires we have. We'll be right back. David Noble in for Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I know how it goes, man. You're driving around Montana. Maybe you're pulling the camper or something like that. You're going on a trip, but you still want to listen to your Montana news and commentary. Well, you can get all 4 hours of Montana Talks on the Montana Talks app. So whether you're in cell range or out of cell range, you just want something to listen to, all 4 hours of Montana Talks right there at your fingertips. Put it on your smartphone. It'll even show up on your dashboard. Get the Montana Talks app on your phone.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.